A little bit of
Little Lauryn Hill in my mind.
Welcome in.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines in this is, how you gonna win if you ain't right within? How you gonna win if you ain't right within? And I think that that is just classic. You know, she says, for the girls, you know, why you trying to act like you're a hard rock when you really are a gem? And for the guys, she says, how you gonna win if you ain't right within? And I think that is the truth for all of us, is that we sometimes try to be harder than we are, and we really are these beautiful gems, and that's who we are. We came here to be gems and to radiate, to be who we are, and sometimes we're stronger than others. So, that is what it's all about. Our theme for the week is risk, and that is to take the risk and let your true colors shine through. And when we allow our true colors to shine through, we don't have to pretend to be people we're not. And that is, I think, part of what we're here to come to learn to recognize, is to recognize all of our glory and who we came here to be in our own unique way. We're all very unique in who we are. My mom used to joke and say, baby, they broke the mold, you know, and I kind of laugh and say everyone is their own unique mold. So while she thought they broke the mold with me, everyone is their own unique mold. And so that's what we come here to be the unique people that we came here to be. You know, you may have heard me say the cosmic jigsaw puzzle. If I'm a left corner piece of the sky, I won't fit in the right corner piece of the earth. Or I won't fit in the center where, you know, there may be trees. So knowing where you fit in this cosmic jigsaw puzzle is really, to me, what we've come here to know. When you know where you fit, you fit there and you don't try to fit in other places. So that's just my little thing for today. But we're using our Louise Hay cards today, the wisdom cards, which is our affirmations. So we'll see what came up. I treat myself with unconditional love. And the image is of a woman or person looking in, and there is a flower inside. I didn't know that's what the card was. I feel my heart opening, and I know that there is room in there for me. So I treat myself with unconditional love. So welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I am your host, Barbara Faison, and my other partners, your co-hosts, are you as well as the people that are in our group online, in our Facebook group. So you'll hear me saying hello and talking to those people. If you ever want to join us live, you can just go to Barbara J. Faison on the Facebook page and ask to join the group. Susan said that was uplifting. And Monica says she quotes scripture and the Quran in her lyrics. Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, those are our texts that we go to, right? So she's quoting that, and it's just so absolutely true. So now we'll begin our meditation. It will start with this tone. And the tone is that tone. I will guide you during the meditation, through the meditation. If you'll listen for my guidance, we'll meditate on treating ourselves with unconditional love and accepting who we are. The meditation will have a slice of silence, which simply means at some point in time, I will stop talking and there will be complete silence. And in that silence, I just encourage you to learn to sit in silence, because at some point in time, we'll have to learn to be comfortable with silence. And this practice allows us to do just that, to get in the habit of being comfortable with what may seem uncomfortable at first, and then hopefully we get to the point where it is comfortable. So as Monica says, we have our steady seven, so we will begin our practice. I thank you for being here and honoring us with your presence, your practice, and your energy. Let's begin. We begin by taking three deep breaths in. We'll breathe in, hold, and out. Breathe in, hold, and out. And one last breath in, breathe in, eyes to close or lower. And just breathe at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. Breathing in and breathing out and just connecting with your breath, being conscious of your breath. And just place one or two hands right in the center of your chest. And whenever we do this, it is a sign of loving kindness as well as an opportunity to let your body know that it's time to kind of settle in a little bit, to slow down. And just make sure that your feet are flat and your back is straight, not tight, but just straight and comfortable. And if you're lying down, just flat on your back is fine. And just being with your breath, feeling that love with each breath. Just moving with the rhythm of your breath, whatever rhythm you've created. And just imagine inside your chest is a beautiful ball of glowing yellow-orange light, like the sun. And with each breath, that glowing light is just nourishing you with love, unconditional love. And it's growing from perhaps the size of a golf ball and then the size of a tennis ball with each breath. And you can feel the love of you just loving and nourishing yourself as you would other people. Sometimes we express love to other people more than we express love to ourselves. So just imagine that love that you would give to someone else, you're giving to yourself. The unconditional love that you appreciate yourself, that you honor yourself. And it glows and grows with each breath, until it's growing outside of your physical body. And then that light is now growing outside of your physical room. Outside of your physical building. It's growing outside of your physical state and country. And with each breath, it is now so expansive that you can't even see the edges of that light. And you can feel the energy still in your chest and surrounding you. That loving light that you are radiating inside and outside. And breathe and allow that light to nurture you, to hold you up, to support you. And as you sit in your slice of silence, just feel that energy radiating and be with that in the silence. And breathe. Continue to breathe in and out with your eyes closed. And just as a reminder, and to clear any thoughts that may not have been serving us well, even this morning, we'll do just a round of Ho'oponopono. I am safe. I am calm. All is well. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And now I want you to repeat after me and just say your name, and I love you. Barbara, I love you. Barbara, I love you. Barbara, I love you. And now relax your hands. Rub your hands together. And know that everyone loves you and always wants to help you, and that everything is always working out for your highest and greatest good at the time. And let's place our hands over our eyes. Take a deep breath in and out. Release your hands and just clap and say thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you so much. I treat myself with unconditional love, and I treat you with the utmost respect and appreciation for being here and being in your practice. And let's take a moment to bow to everyone that is in their practice right now. And know that it is just so special that we spend this sacred time together and the energy that we're creating. So I thank you for joining us on the podcast. We'll be here tomorrow at the same time. Remember, if you can, to get out in nature and savor life, that it starts with you, it starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Namaste and be well.